6.6, report and possible discussion on groundwater management area activities. We kind of covered a little of that. Does anybody else, any GMA representative, have anything else they want to bring forward?
GMA 6 has, we have not adopted the final DFCs. We have had, everything else is done, discussions, postings, the public notice, and our public input. We were trying to wait till after the 1st of October, sometime in October, everybody gets through with their, the groundwater districts in GMA 6 predominantly are ad valorem tax bases. Until you get your taxes figured and everything else, you don't start enough of something else. So we're going, and once we adopt the DFC, then I think we have 120 days to get it to the board. The clock starts ticking, so we're not going to jump on that till we have everything ready to go. So that's where we're at with six.
Any other representatives, GMA representatives?
GMA 12 will meet 1 week from today and 2 weeks from today.
Okay. Zach, I'm sorry.
Not sure Joe Cooper will be back for some time. If James is there, a meeting coming up. I know Kathy and I are.
I don't think he's been scheduled yet.
Okay. But the explanatory report is in our hands and we're all reviewing it as we speak.
Zach sent his in writing too for GMA 14. He says it's still GMA 14. He says we said they'll meet next Tuesday, October 5th at the Harris Galveston Subsidence District offices in Friendswood. They will continue discussions to finalize the explanatory report and adopt DFCs by the January 5th, 2022 deadline. There you go. Any others?